Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 2nd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of consumer and lifestyle news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Local couple debuts two new Perspire sauna studio locations in Birmingham and Novi. A new Perspire sauna studio location has opened in Birmingham, promising a unique wellness experience. Owners Stephanie and Rami Ubaidi, also bringing Michigan's first Perspire sauna studio to Rochester Hills in 2023, have expanded to Novi as well. The Birmingham studio offers state-of-the-art snow showers, combining infrared sauna and red light therapy for detox, calorie burning, pain relief, and more. With 9 private sauna suites and premium amenities, guests can enjoy a transformative experience. Open 7 days a week, the studio aims to provide concierge-level service and immersive sauna sessions. Learn more at Perspire Sauna Studio's website. Avery Point's Resident Advisory Council shares information and feedback. At Avery Point, an Erickson senior living community in Short Pump, VA, the Resident Advisory Council, composed of 8 resident volunteers, acts as a voice for their peers and fosters a strong relationship between residents and community leaders. The council discusses ideas and feedback from neighbors and 7 committees. Initially formed in late 2023, the council has grown to 8 members, each overseeing different committees. They meet monthly with administration, providing feedback, and making recommendations to benefit the community. Thanks to their compassionate leadership, the RACI has created a supportive environment where residents feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and ideas.
Boca Helping Hands' annual Bowling for Bread supported the organization's Backpacks Weekend Meal Program. Boca Helping Hands held its annual Bowling for Bread event at Lucky Strike in Boca Raton, bringing kids from local children's charities for an afternoon of bowling, food, and fun. Proceeds supported the organization's Backpacks Weekend Meal Program for area schools. The event included charities like 4 Kids of South Florida, Inc. Quird, Boys and Girls Club of Boca Raton, and others. Boca Helping Hands has run the BHH Backpacks Children's Meal Program for 14 years, providing food insecure students with weekend meals. In the 2024-25 school year, BHH Backpacks helped over 1,300 students in 15 local schools. Bowling for Bread was part of Boca Chamber Festival Days, pairing nonprofits with for-profit chamber members. Ovation Home Insurance Exchange was the for-profit chamber partner, and the Lee Pearlson Steinberg Foundation was the event sponsor. Major sponsors included the Gary Peters Family Foundation and Humana Healy Horizons in Florida. Q&A with Julie Dermer, Master Instructor at SoulCycle. Julie Dermer, a master instructor at SoulCycle, shares her journey from writer to podium leader. Her values focus on tapping into writers' uninhibited selves and defining success on their terms. Keeping classes fresh and exciting has been her biggest challenge, inspiring personal growth. Maintaining balance through self-care is key, with activities like Pilates and nights out keeping her grounded. Starting her career at 40, Julie continues to evolve, aiming to empower others, especially women. Her advice, trust yourself, keep it simple, and let your authenticity shine in the fitness space.
Empowering confidence. Atlanta native brings Blow Blow Dry Bar to Dunwoody with a mission to pamper and uplift women. Blow Blow Dry Bar, North America's original blow dry bar franchise, is opening its newest location in Dunwoody on September 12, 2025. Owned by local entrepreneur Jasmine Budwani, this bar will offer 5 signature styles, hair treatments, makeup looks, and special membership rates. Budwani, an Atlanta native, aims to create a space where women can prioritize self-care. The bar will create new jobs and support female-focused charities. Guests can enjoy discounted blowouts and VIP services to celebrate the opening. Blow Blow Dry Bar focuses on inclusivity, offering expert services in a fun and welcoming environment. For more information, visit their website or call 678-862-7203.
Atlanta Community Food Bank harnesses collective action this Hunger Action Month. During Hunger Action Month, the Atlanta Community Food Bank is urging community members to join the fight against hunger. With food insecurity at its highest rate in over a decade, over 47 million Americans, including 14 million children, are facing hunger. The recent cuts to SNAP and Medicaid are making the situation worse. President and CEO Kyle Wade emphasizes the need for community support to help those in need. Throughout September, donations to the food bank will be matched dollar for dollar, up to $100,000. Supporters are encouraged to wear orange, the color representing hunger, on Hunger Action Day, September 9th. The food bank is hosting a 30-day challenge on social media and welcomes volunteers to help sort and package food for neighbors. Join the initiative by using Hunger Action Month and tagging at Feeding America and ACFB on social media. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.